cleaning up the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will require a lot of energy, a lot of time, and plenty of hair. That's right. It turns out oil adheres to hair. When it comes to your mirror, that's a bad thing. But when it comes to oil spills, it's a real plus. And now salons across the country are donating their leftover locks to help with coastal cleanup. From member station WFSU in Tallahassee, Alexis Diao reports.
There's a group in California that's been producing hair booms to sop up oil for nearly a decade now. San Francisco Bay's Matter of Trust makes nylon stockings stuffed with human hair and trimmed animal fur. They're an alternative to commercial booms, which are usually made of plastic. Lisa Gauthier is co-founder of Matter of Trust.
Booms will lie along a beach. The waves will come up, and they'll go through the hair and the nylon, and the hair will grab the oil, and then the wave goes back out, and it's cleaner.
Gauthier says this spill is by far their biggest challenge yet. So they're directing their current stockpile, 400,000 pounds of hair, toward the Gulf cleanup. While they do have lots of hair, there is one shortage.
So I knew the hair wouldn't be a problem, but nobody wears nylons anymore.
Well, some people still do. Along with the donations from Walmart and Hanes, Gauthier says the great thing about being based in San Francisco is their access to nylon donations from the city's transvestite community. She says there's been a massive response. More people have signed up for hair collection in just the last 72 hours than in the past 6 years.
There's over 370,000 salons in the U.S., and it's the people in the north and in the west, hundreds and hundreds every hour, and not just the salons and the groomers. Basically, everybody is desperate to help. They just really, really want to help.
The Gulf's an hour's drive away from the Athena Hair Salon here in Tallahassee. But as stylists Cody Treyweek and Mary Rowling describe the coast and think about all that oil, they become alarmed.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's like
size
Jamaica
or Texas. Or maybe not Texas. Yeah. Maybe it was Jamaica. Yeah. I don't know. But it's huge. And you just sit there and watch it and wait for it to come your way, I guess.
The salon just began collecting hair. Treyweek says she always wanted an opportunity to recycle all of the leftover hair. So when she learned of an environmental group gathering hair to help with the Gulf, she coordinated the local effort.
We bag it, put it in a box, and then that's how they're asking for it to be shipped, is put into a bag-lined box.
After the booms are constructed, they're tied together with a zip tie. Then this clump of what looks like hair sausages is shoved into a long mesh liner to make a bigger hair boom that's then laid along the waterline. As Treyweek sweeps up the afternoon trimmings, she puts them into a can to transfer to boxes that she'll hold on site, waiting to see where the oil moves to next.
Ew.
All hair.
It looks like cousin did.
And beyond donating hair, thousands of people in the Gulf region are volunteering to make the booms. That may sound a bit off-putting, shoving fistfuls of strangers' hair and animal fur into a nylon pantyhose, but that's what volunteers will be doing later this week during parties called Boom BQs. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Diao in Tallahassee.